Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. The son of Red Sox broadcaster Jerry Remy is behind bars, charged with killing his 27-year-old girlfriend. Police say 34-year-old Jared Remy stabbed Jennifer Martell at the couple's Waltham apartment last night. As WBUR's Lynn Joliker reports, Jared Remy has a long history of domestic violence charges, including an alleged attack on Jennifer Martell just this week.
34-year-old Jared Remy showed no outward emotion as he stood before a judge on charges he fatally stabbed his girlfriend, Jennifer Martell. Assistant District Attorney Lisa McGovern detailed the attack that happened at the couple's Waltham townhouse while their 4-year-old daughter was at home and as frantic neighbors called 911.
People who heard an argument ensuing roughly 9 p.m. last evening, the people who then saw the physical altercation fall out into the patio and saw this defendant on top of Ms. Martell stabbing her repeatedly with a knife.
McGovern said one neighbor tried to intervene.
He reached out trying to pull this defendant off of her. He was not successful in doing so, and in fact, the defendant turned around and swung his knife at this man.
Remy was arrested at the scene. His father, Red Sox broadcaster Jerry Remy, was not in court today. NESN released a statement saying the team, the network, and the elder Remy are filled with grief. Peter Bella is representing the younger Remy, who entered a plea of not guilty.
I've been in touch with the Remy family, obviously, and they're devastated. Just a very sad and tragic day for two families, the community, and particularly a little 4-year-old girl.
On Wednesday, Jared Remy stood in the same Waltham court, arraigned for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon for allegedly pushing Martell into a mirror during an argument the night before. Martell took out an emergency restraining order that night, according to prosecutors, but then didn't come to court to have it extended. Despite an extensive record of domestic violence charges and convictions, including charges involving 4 women out of Waltham District Court, Remy was released Wednesday at prosecutors' recommendation on personal recognizance. He received a bail warning and a no-abuse order. At a press conference today, Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan said the decision seemed appropriate at the time.
The bail recommendation on Wednesday was made based on a totality of the circumstances, the singular count in that case, as well as conversations with investigating officers and Ms. Martell.
Court documents detail Remy's previous assault cases. In 2005, he was charged with repeatedly kicking and punching an ex-girlfriend in the face and stomach. He admitted to sufficient facts to support a guilty finding and received a suspended sentence and probation. In the current case, the prosecutor said Martell's injuries and the extensive amount of blood all around the couple's townhouse showed Remy used great force and effort to kill her. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.